Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. The Lawrence Family Jewish Community Center, Jacobs Family Campus, is connecting the community to Jewish heritage, identity, experiences, and values. They are committed to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for San Diego's diverse Jewish community and the community in general. Joining us this morning is Lawrence Family Jewish Community Center, Jacobs Family Campus CEO, Betsy Lynch, and Director of Cultural Arts Programs, Brian Garrick. Welcome, Betsy. Welcome, Brian.
Good morning.
Hi, Gary.
Nice to have the both of you on the show. I'm glad you can come out and join me this morning. Let's start with some background information, if we could, on the Lawrence Family Jewish Community Center, or Lawrence Family JCC. How about some background info?
So the Lawrence Family Jewish Community Center at the Jacobs Family Campus is located in La Jolla at 4126 Executive Drive. We are truly a community center in every sense of the word. We have programs for very, very young children all the way through to senior adults, from the gamuts of, you know, physical exercise, aquatics programming, preschool programming, camping programming, cultural arts programming, senior programming, you name it, we do it at the J.
And I do want to talk about some of those programs and activities that you do have in a little bit. You did mention the Jacobs Family Campus. Now, is that the only campus, or do you have others around the county?
So the Jacobs Family Campus is the only Jewish community center in San Diego County. We do attempt to duplicate some of our work in pop-ups throughout the county when possible. It's not always easy to engage in Jewish life throughout the county. There's pockets of Jewish life that exist, and we have a responsibility to get beyond our La Jolla address to make that happen, and that's something we're working on strategically to do even more than we are today.
So what is the mission then at the Lawrence Family JCC?
In a nutshell, the goal of the Lawrence Family Jewish Community Center is to do three things. It's one, to connect people to themselves, two, to connect people to each other, and three, to connect people to Jewish life.
And how long have you been with the center?
I've been with the JCC for almost 18 months, but I've worked in Jewish community centers across the country for over 20 years, and I'm so glad to be here in San Diego. It's an amazing place and an amazing community.
Where were you before here?
Birmingham, Alabama.
That's so quite a different change of pace there for you.
Yeah, if you hear some y'alls come out organically, you'll know why. I spent about 15 years in the Deep South. I was in Birmingham, Alabama for about 5 years and 10 years in Memphis before that.
Oh, wow.
Then some time in the Midwest and then South Florida, too. So, been all over the country. This is my first West Coast stint, and we're loving it. It's a great place.
What was it about the Lawrence Family JCC that drew you to them?
So I think the biggest issue is that really sort of drew me, obviously, besides the sunshine and the beautiful beach and the sand, was the community itself. There are about 120,000 to 100,000 Jews that live here in San Diego, but the way they experience Jewish life is so incredibly diverse. And a lot in an informal way. And so the goals of the JCC are not only to connect Jewish people to Jewish life, but all people to Jewish life, to build understanding across cultures. And so the idea of being able to do that in a community that was as vast and as broad as San Diego is really posed an interesting and fun challenge based on the fact that the way people are choosing to engage in Jewish life is informally, you know, not through necessarily religious study, but through cultural experience, mm-hmm. And that's what the JCC is all about.
And Brian, how long have you been with the JCC?
It's coming up on 2 years. So, you know, Betsy and I have, you know, kind of came on board basically around the same time.
And have you always worked in this line of work?
I've been involved in Jewish arts and culture for, gosh, about 15 years now. And much of that time in JCCs. So I've worked at the JCC in San Francisco. I've worked in New York as well. I've worked in Berkeley. So number of spots.
All right. Now the Lawrence Family Jewish Community Center, you don't have to be Jewish to take part in anything there, right? Part in any activities or programs.
Quite the opposite. In fact, it's been the mission of not only the Lawrence Family Jewish Community Center, but JCCs across the country. There's about 160 affiliated Jewish community centers across the United States, and they've always been open to the public, and anyone can be either choose to be a member or choose to participate in our activities regardless of their faith or if they don't have faith at all. There's no judgment on our part. We want them to be a part of the activities and the services that we provide, and part of that was born from the ideas of where Jewish community centers really were born from, which was the idea that Jewish people historically weren't invited into community centers in the long history of this country. And now, obviously, the way that we're accepted into the world is very, very different. But because of that practice, we always were intentional about not having discriminatory process.
And you mentioned becoming a member. But you don't have to be a member to, again, take part in anything there.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, we have member-valued pricing on most of our things. And for full use of our fitness, aquatics, and sports programming, membership usually makes the most sense financially. But to buy tickets to a program or to enroll your kids in preschool or to come to camp, you do not have to be a member.
But there are some good benefits for being a member, right?
Fabulous mm-hmm. benefits. You get discounts on all of the programming. And in addition to that, it's an easier way to engage in the community because you get access to the facility in a different way because of that. And the additional parts of benefits is that you know that your membership is going to the programmings not only that you're using, but benefiting other people as well. You know, we like to say that, you know, we're a state-of-the-heart fitness center because so much of people's membership not only goes to the things that are included into their fitness activities, but also goes to our senior programming and also goes to programming for young children and also goes to financial assistance so that anybody that wants to come and use the JCC is never turned away for their inability to pay.
Well, let's talk about some of your programs and services. You have a wide variety of programs and services at the Lawrence Family JCC. You started just talking a little bit about sports, fitness, and aquatic. You've mentioned that a couple of times already, so tell us a little bit more about those.
So let's start with the aquatics area. We have an Olympic-sized pool. It's truly, and this is a lot to say because there's a lot of great swimming here in San Diego County. If it's not the best pool, it's one of the best pools in San Diego County. It's amazing. We have a fabulous master swim program. We have a swim team. We have learn to swim lessons for even the youngest of children. It's an amazing facility. And part of our goals around swimming is it's deeply tied to Jewish life that it's actually commanded in the Talmud that you have a responsibility to teach your children to swim. And so most JCCs across the country have taken that to heart. And we all have swimming pools and our Learn to Swim programs are a huge piece of what we
do.
I didn't
know that.
See?
Yeah.
Learn something new every day. So I always joke that the swim instructors are also teaching Torah. We also have an amazing fitness center that includes a wide variety of group exercise classes, and I'm happy to announce that coming this January, we'll be launching a whole new set of group exercise classes through our Les Mills programming, so we're really excited about that. And then we have a wide variety of sports programming, particularly for adults and children, basketball, soccer, pickleball, you name it.
What? Pickleball?
So pickleball is a fabulous sport for all ages. It's done, actually, you can do it on a tennis court or in a gymnasium, and it's like a small court version of tennis, but with much lower nets, and you use a wiffle ball and like a wooden paddle, I guess. Huh. It's so much fun, and what's great about it is it's an intergenerational program, so kids can play with their grandparents, and everyone can be involved. It's so much fun. And that's a huge part of what the J does is because we have such a wide variety of activities, linking generations is a huge piece of who we are.
You know, in fact, we have many people who literally grew up at the J who started as children in our preschool and now, are as adults are bringing their children to the J for activities.
Full circle.
Yeah,
full Brian's
circle.
Totally right. We were laughing about it the other day. We have a gentleman who's, I think, just hit his, like, maybe early 70s, and he just had his grandson, and he was saying he's going to play in the basketball league long enough until his grandson can join the basketball league with him. So let's please God that he should stay healthy for another 10 years to be able to make it. But, I mean, those are the incredible stories of the J, is that it's generation after generation that stays.
And all your classes and all these facilities are right there on the Jacobs Jacob's Family Campus,
yeah,
right?
The facility's enormous. It's over 100,000 square feet, and it includes all of the things that I just named, plus a 500-seat theater. And when Brian gets to our arts and culture program, you'll understand why that's necessary. We also have an amazing preschool that includes roughly 250 little preschoolers, which is incredible, and it's an amazing program. We have the most compassionate and wonderful and thoughtful teachers that really are doing the most incredible work in creating self-actualizing experiences for young children. And then we have an incredible camp program that we run in the summer times that we use the entire facility for. It literally takes over everything. Mm-hmm. We have like 800 kids that came to camp last summer. Thank goodness, not all at the same time. but it's an amazing, amazing experience, and it's a wide variety of activities. As diverse as the activities that there are at the J, that's how diverse the camp opportunities are as well.
Now the preschool. What's the curriculum like? Is it are you teaching Jewish culture there too, or is it basically like any other preschool?
So what's the beauty of our preschool is that it's built on the roots and the values of Jewish culture. And what we do is, in the opportunities to engage in regular curriculum, what we like to use is a Jewish lens. So what's the Jewish lens for having conversations about relationships and friendships? What's the Jewish lens for being a good person? What's the Jewish lens for making good choices? And these are the type of conversations that the teachers have with the children. But the best part about it is, I would say more than half of the teachers are a faith other than Jewish. More than, I would say, a third of the kids are a faith other than Jewish, and they're all engaging in Jewish conversations. It's these universal values that we share as human beings in the end that is the piece that ties us all together. But, you know, one of the goals of the J is to really create a world where being Jewish can feel different, but it doesn't feel bad. And being different is accepted and embraced in a way. And when we grow up with children having those experiences at the various youngest of ages, at the same time in thinking that being Jewish is just a part, another version of life, we start to build those bridges.
So to get into the preschool, there's a fee, I would assume, then?
Yes, there's tuition for the preschool.
Okay. And is there any benefit for being a member when it comes to preschool?
Yeah, tuition is significantly discounted if you are a member. So it does usually behoove people to join, and we encourage them to do that because then it's an opportunity. And obviously the major goal of the Lawrence Family Jewish Community Center is to build community. So we encourage people to participate in the programming so that they can make friends. And so these young families can have the support of each other in going through this crazy thing that we call life. And everyone needs friends to be able to do that. Brian's kids go to the preschool.
Indeed. Indeed. So I you know, it's great. I have, I go into work. I bring my son. He goes downstairs to the preschool. I go upstairs to the office, and we meet at the end of the day.
That's great.
It's really special, and we have so many opportunities for people. My kids are proud graduates of JCC preschool from across the country. The truth is, I'm a proud graduate of a JCC preschool. So, you know, again, it's multi-generational and for a lifetime.
And you mentioned you have programs and services for youth and teens. Tell us about your youth enrichment program.
So the Youth Enrichment Program speaks to a wide variety of activities. We do an after-school program for kids that come. We bus them from several different schools to come to the J, but then they have the opportunity to participate in activities from woodworking to music lessons, so guitar, piano, so on, violin. They also participate in swim team and basketball and additional swim lessons. There's such a, and our J Company Youth Theater, which we can get into later because that deserves a whole conversation by itself. But they have such a wide variety of opportunities to find sort of what it is in life that they enjoy doing, from visual arts to other kinds of experiential type of learning. It's really a fabulous program.
And the camps that you mentioned, how often do you have those?
So the camps that we do, we call it Camp 365 because we really are doing camp all year round. Our biggest part of camp occurs during the summer months, of course, when kids are off school. But anytime school is closed, the JCC is open. So, you know, Martin Luther King Day, Veterans Day, You know, winter break, spring break, their camp's available, and we do spring break camp for like an entire month because, you know, the school systems don't line up with each other. So we're doing camp the whole time. But pretty much at any time that you would need care for your child because school is closed, the JCC is open.
What about Jewish holidays?
So for Jewish holidays, we're only really closed for two Jewish holidays, which is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The facility itself, if you need child care, we don't do our traditional context of programming on Jewish holidays, but there are child care services available on those days.
Okay, that's good to know.
But I should point out that we do celebrate Jewish holidays at the JCC.
Absolutely.
We're not simply just closed on them. There's opportunities to enjoy the richness of Jewish life. So, you know, whether that's, you know, during Sukkot, where you build what's called a sukkah, it's a hut, and we built one outside, and we invited people into it and had some of our programming there. We had some meals, some party, even our staff meetings.
Yeah, we had yoga class in it too. It was really cool. And it looked beautiful. They did a wonderful job decorating it this year. But the preschool kids all used it. So, you know, even for the smaller Jewish holidays, we have a huge event around Hanukkah called Hanukkah Happening, which is enormous. And young families from across the county come and participate in our Hanukkah offerings. We're doing a major Lag BaOmer program, which is a little-known Jewish holiday that we're really excited about.
Yeah.
So that's
we're going to have some barbecue and some fire entertainers.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We'll let you know more about it, Gary. We'll make sure you get a good invite.
All right. You got me on the barbecue.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So we've really done intentional things around creating opportunities for people to engage in Jewish experience that is comfortable for them. And so people can choose to pay attention to it and choose to read and understand it or say, you're great, and just go on about their business and do the stuff that they were doing at the J anyway.
Now arts are a big part also.
Yeah.
At Lawrence Family Jewish Community Center. And this is, you have got your first official performing arts season. That's already started, right?
So,
yes.
Brian, before you jump in, I just want to share one of the unique things about the Lawrence Family Jewish Community Center is the robust arts program that we have and the cultural program we have. That's not true of every JCC across the country. And so it's something that this community should really feel proud of. We actually have under the umbrella of the Lawrence Family Jewish Community Center a separate 501c3 called the San Diego Center for Jewish Culture, which is responsible for all of the arts and culture programs that we do at the J. That's our J Company Youth Theater program, a lot of the adult education programming that we do, and all of the arts and cultural programming the Bryman creates. So it's pretty amazing stuff.
So tell us about the season that is up and running already. Again, it's your first official performing arts season, but you've done shows in the past, right?
Absolutely. There's been a lot of shows that have happened over the course of time, certainly before my time, and many of them are quite successful. But this Arts and Ideas season is the first attempt to wrap a full season of programming into a package and operate the in-house performing arts center at the JCC.
Okay, and again, it's already up and running, so you had some shows already in the season.
Yeah, we started in August, and the season runs through June 2019. So there's a lot of things in between. So let me just give you, you know, a few highlights here. You know, already we've hosted Paula Poundstone and Michael Twitty, who won James Beard Award for Best Book of the Year. Upcoming is the master mentalist Lior Suchard, who's been featured on Live with Kelly and Ryan and The Tonight Show, Larry King, The Late Late Show with James Corden, and he'll be performing on October 29th, Monday evening. And another one to look forward to is the inimitable comedian and torch singer Sandra Bernhardt. She's
Love
performing
her.
A show called Sandemonium on December 12th, and she'll be bringing her full band. Should be a riotous time.
Yeah, should be with her.
Yeah,
for sure.
Another thing to look forward to into 2019 is Isabella Rossellini's Link Circus. And this is a one-woman show with Isabella Rossellini and actually her dog talking about the history of the animal kingdom and how that's been seen throughout throughout history by a number of different thinkers. So that's going to be a San Diego premiere, and look forward to hosting her at the J.
And you also will be hosting the 2019 San Diego Jewish Film Festival, right?
Right. This is our 29th year of the San Diego International Jewish Film Festival. And it's going to take place February 7th through 17th, 2019. And it's going to be taking place at four different venues. We'll have some screenings at the JCC. We'll have screenings in San Marcos. We'll be in Claremont. And we'll also be at MOPA, the Museum of Photographic Arts, in Balboa Park.
All right. Now, we've got a few more minutes left, and I know you mentioned this, Betsy, and I wanted to touch on it, too, and that is the J Company Youth Theater. Tell us about that.
So our J Company Youth Theater program is designed for children 8 to 18. We actually have a J Company Junior program that is kids a little bit younger, so they're getting their first foray into the creation of theater. And so it's a creative theater program where they put on massive productions. I mean, productions of 80 to 90 kids almost every time, full scale. The event that we're doing right now, the show that they're doing right now, is The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Disney's version. And it's a full orchestra show with 80 kids in the cast. It's absolutely unbelievable. And then coming up for the rest of the season, we're doing Disney's Newsies, Madagascar Junior, and we're doing 1776 with an all-female cast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a little twist on sort of giving a fist bump to women in leadership. So
again, how old do you have to be to be in the youth theater?
Really 8 years old. So really, you have to have the capacity to be able to read. That's one of the major qualifications so that they can participate in the shows. But we have kids as young as 8 all the way through to kids that are just, you know, high school seniors. So it's a wide variety of ages. And what's so beautiful about what Joey Landwehr is, our artistic director, and Joey's done a beautiful job with his team, Crystal Hart, who's our managing director, of giving the kids this wonderful balance of process and product, meaning the shows are absolutely incredible. But if you watch what the children learn, not only about the details and the context of the show itself, but also what they learn about themselves as a part of the process, the product and the process match. And that's such an incredible, incredible gift to this youth theater program that you don't see every day.
And how would someone audition
so,
for one of these productions?
Auditions, you could check our website, which is at www.lfjcc.org, and search for J Company, and then the list of the auditioning dates, which we do the auditions right there at the J, and they can check for, based on the shows that they're interested in, whether it's Newsies or Madagascar Junior, 1776, any of those, they can figure out the audition dates and get in there to be able to do it.
All right, before we wrap up, how can somebody help you with your mission? If somebody's interested in helping Lawrence Family Jewish Community Center, how can they do that?
So obviously, so much of the work that we do, the costs for the facility and all of the other things, the fees that we charge for the programming rarely cover the cost of that. We have an incredible community of generous, generous people that allow us through contributed income to be able to do our work. And whether that's through making a donation so that we can offer a scholarship for tuition, for financial assistance for a family who's in need in preschool, or people who've chosen to underwrite the film festival so that people can come and see that and we can keep the cost realistic for people from all across cultures and all across the county to have access to be able to do that. There are multiple ways to support the J. And you can go to our website. There's a way to donate right online. But obviously, we'd love to be able to have a conversation with anybody that's interested in supporting our work so they could learn more about what we do and we can learn about more about them. Because at the end of the day, our work is creating community. And so we'd love to put a face with a name.
And what about volunteers?
Absolutely. We have a huge volunteer program at the J, and people certainly can be a part of. We're actually hosting a gigantic event, which is we're doing a challah bake. We're celebrating with Shabbat San Diego. There'll be 1,800 people all baking challah at the same time at the JCC. And we've had a wonderful group of volunteers participating all week, measuring ingredients, doing all the things that they need to do to make that happen. But just like that, through every event that we do, there's volunteer opportunities. So if you have an interest in volunteering, there's also a way to populate that interest on our website, and somebody will get back in touch with you to figure out which area of the J you'd like to be involved with.
What is your website again?
lfjcc.org.
And are you on social media?
Yes, you can like us on Facebook, you can
follow us on Twitter,
and you can also follow us on Instagram.
All right. Betsy and Brian, thank you for being on the show today. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for all you do at the Lawrence Family Jewish Community Center and for all you do in the community.
Gary, thanks for doing this. Your show is really important, and we appreciate it.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Join me next week when my guest will be from Disabled American Veterans. Until then, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.